Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Prosciutto from the DVE Morning Show, and you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right, he's wrong. Before we get started, real quick, heads up, Santa, when you're making that list and checking it twice, put us both down for naughty. Statement number one, Rashard Mendenhall has played his last football for the Steelers.
Disagree, Labs. It may work out that way, but we're going to have to wait and see if it does. I'm hoping at least that what's going on with Rashard Mendenhall is designed to reach him and get him back into a state where he can be relied upon and counted upon. And I'm more than certain, as Ike Taylor likes to say, that if there's an injury or some problems with ball security or other details with the current running back rotation, that current running back rotation will change. And I am still of the belief that Rashard Mendenhall and the Todd Haley offense are a perfect fit for one another. I'm just not sure I'll ever see that play out.
I agree with you and disagree with the statement as well. And you referenced Ike Taylor, and one of the things he always says about playing cornerback in the NFL is you need to have a short memory. Well, I'm here to tell you coaches have a short memory too. If Mike Tomlin needs to go to Rashard Mendenhall because of poor performance by the other running backs or injuries to the other running backs, Rashard Mendenhall will get another call. Statement number two, losing to San Diego revealed a fatal flaw.
Disagree with the use of the word fatal. I think the Steelers have established that they are a flawed team, but there are a whole bunch of those in the National Football League. Two of them come to mind, Baltimore and Cincinnati, which left the Steelers pretty much in the same position they were in before they revealed that they're not quite ready for prime time against the Chargers. Labs, I'll cite the New York Football Giants again. Their most recent two Super Bowl championship seasons, they lost twice in December each season. It's certainly nothing that they're going to send to Canton or put on the resume, but all things remain possible.
I disagree with you and agree with the statement. To me, the reason that the Steelers lost to San Diego was summed up by what Brett Kiesel said after the game. They weren't ready to play, and that, to me, is not something that you can have. You can lose games in December, but you cannot lose games because you weren't ready to play. I think that that kind of attitude, even if the Steelers do get on a roll here to get into the playoffs and maybe even progress through them a little bit, will come back to bite them eventually. Statement number three, it's up to the coaches to motivate.
Disagree. It's up to the players to be ready to play. It's up to the coaches to compile a game plan. It's up to the coaches to study the film and settle in on tendencies. It's up to the coaches to figure out how to adjust on what they planned initially isn't working, but it is up to the players to play professional football at a level that respects the game, their teammates, and themselves. If they're not ready emotionally, if they're not up for a game, that's on them. Newt Rockne coached in college, Lab.
I agree with you and disagree with the statement as well. You know, if anything, maybe it's up to the veterans in that locker room to make sure that the younger guys are motivated, but that needs to be handled within that room. Statement number four, the Steelers need to beat Dallas for their psyche more than the standings.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to do so not with a great degree of certainness about that, but it's been such an up-and-down season. I'm not sure. Are they one more body blow away from collapsing? I don't think losing to Dallas excludes them from a chance to be in the playoffs, and I think as long as there's a chance to be in the playoffs, I think the team will continue to put up some sort of fight and approach things with some degree of confidence. But yeah, we're getting close. I can't say that they're there yet.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement and play a little semantics here. I think the Steelers need to beat Dallas for them, for their ability, not necessarily to make the playoffs, but to just kind of recapture, I think, what they had maybe coming out of the Baltimore game. I just don't like the feel, the vibe that is around this team, this organization in the wake of the San Diego game. I think you can cleanse a lot of that, wash that out of your system by hanging one on Jerry Jones in his Taj Mahal down there in Irving, Texas. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Prosciutto, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next Wednesday exclusively on Steelers.com.